Vulture is a terrific website. You'll hear me crib from them several times during the week. The subscription is like $5 a month. I highly recommend you do it. They have done an article that I think we'll all find really useful. It is called The Comedians You Should and Will Know in 2020. These are the 20 comics who industry insiders expect will break out soon. And the date on this is October 19th, 2020. I would have done the comics for 2021 and done 21 for 21, but I digress. Vulture humble brags that since 2013, Vulture has surveyed the comedy world to highlight the up-and-coming names we think will represent the future crop of comic stars, performers including John Mulaney, Nicole Byer, Kumail Nanjiani, and Phoebe Robinson. So they listed four names. They've been doing this for 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. This is the seventh edition. If they do 20, that's 140. So they're at least four for 140. Just going to point that out, but I do like this list. And they said, as in years past, we compiled a list by polling dozens of in-the-know industry sources, including bookers, producers, and tastemakers from places like HBO, NBC, Spotify, A Special Thing Records, HeadGum, Earwolf, so that's loaded, Forever Dog, South by Southwest, National Lampoon, Is This 1975, and The Blacklist. But okay, let's fly through the list and see who we know here. Mary Beth Barone. Vulture says, all hail the undisputed queen of hot girl comedy. Mary Beth Barone is the rare comic who can sell a blisteringly funny punchline as well as her outfit. She launched a popular line of merchandise inspired by her comedy, featuring progressive sentiments like, I only sleep with socialists. Quinta Brunson's on the list. She has, quote, an earnest, low-key, stream-of-consciousness brand of comedy that earned her a cult following both on and off the internet. She quickly became an online darling in the mid-2010s as the star of some of BuzzFeed's most viral videos. Karen Chi got her dream gig writing jokes for Sandra Oh at the Golden Globes in early 2019. She was hired as a writer for Late Night with Seth Meyers. If you watch that show, you will see her in some sketches. Sarah Cooper, you know Sarah, she lip syncs Donald Trump videos on TikTok. She's on the list. We've talked about her a lot. I'll skip her today. Jordan Firstman, he started doing Instagram impressions. And Vulture says, this Instagram coronavirus pastime rocketed him from an LA comedy community heavy hitter to a mainstream favorite. The followers stack up so high that even Katy Perry and Ariana Grande are fans. You ever wonder what happened to, like, you know, David Tell guy smoking cigarettes in front of a brick wall? Is that over? Is everything just now, hey, I'm on TikTok? Am I getting really old? I am, right? Chris Fleming's on the list. Vulture says, who doesn't love to mock a self-righteous suburban housewife? He has amassed 500,000 followers on YouTube with hilarious musical rants like, I'm afraid to talk to men. And Vulture says, considering the success of I Think You Should Leave, Fleming would kill with a sketch show of his own. Ziwei Fumdo, says Vulture, soon she'll be known just as Ziwei. One name, like Cher or The Rock, which is two words. She is described to be like Andy Kaufman and Andy Kaufman as Elvis at the same time. She's hosted shows Dance Like a Pop Star and asked the audience to sing along to her dance track about Melania Trump. When they wouldn't sing loud enough, she would make them do it again and again. I'm kind of into that Kaufman-style stuff. All right, that's pretty cool. Caleb Heron, a, quote, white celebrity who weighs in on everything. Vulture says he's one of the best satirical impressionists working in the front-facing genre today. His muse, every terrible person on every social media feed, clueless influencers, smug but centrist resistors, bitchy coworkers, local straight classmates from high school he still follows for some reason. That's pretty funny. I will check him out. I do think Vulture does a really good job with this list. Like, you know, I'm not going to sit here and tell you I know who most of these people are. I like to study the industry. I like to see who's up and coming. But, you know, they've really done the work here. So I appreciate them. Robbie Hoffman is a bit of a beast, says Vulture, a small Jewish Canadian American lesbian beast. There's a relentlessness to her comedy and insistence on pursuing a line of thinking absolutely as far as she can take it and still make it funny. Joyelle Nicole Johnson has a bit here from Comedy Central called When a Foot Fetishist Cleans Your Apartment. That is a funny bit. She uses her comedy to talk about systemic racism and women's reproductive rights, combining hilarious insights and progressive politics with aplomb. Maybe we should rewrite that sentence. That's like a little too highbrow. She's open for Chappelle and Maria Bamford, so that'll give you more of a feel there. Let's take a break, and we'll come right back. Next up on Vulture's list, Jay Jordan, and they wrote, if one person will bridge the gap between club comedy and alternative comedy, it's Jay Jordan. He's the rare comedian who's equally at home telling jokes in a tiny Brooklyn basement at a big-time West Village comedy club, and he's building the resume to prove it. Sounds like he might smoke cigarettes with Dave Attell, and that makes him my favorite on the list right now. Yesser Lester. Lester acknowledges that most people just recognize him as the annoying dude from Twitter. He's been a writer on things like The Carmichael Show, Girls, and Black Monday. Next up is a pair, Jeremy Levick and Rajat Suresh. They are alums of Clickhole. That's a funny website. Vulture says they've had a good year on Twitter. Again, what happened to brick walls and cigarettes? Maybe we're not doing that in 2020, right? Vulture says they've had a great year on Twitter thanks to their consistently churning out videos that they would love to link to, but they can't because Levick's account is suspended for jokingly impersonating Mayor de Blasio earlier this year. That's awesome. That puts me in your corner. Next up is Alyssa Limperis. She was a sketch performer at the Upright Citizens Brigade, and since then she's built a following on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. What happened to brick walls and David Tell and smoking cigarettes? That's over, apparently. Christina Catherine Martinez. She doesn't exactly straddle the comedy and fine art world so much as stir them both together, says Vulture. See her one-scene melodrama about someone addicted to buying popcorn shirts on Instagram. Blair Sochi is next up. Vulture says Blair Sochi's voice alone could have a career. She speaks with a childlike innocence that pairs hilariously with her commanding pro-wrestling feminist persona. As a comedian, writer, actress, and producer, Sochi strikes a rare balance of aggressive and silly in her comedy. That sounds like fun. Taylor Tomlinson. She's on this list. I'm surprised she's on this list. I feel like she's over the wall. Like most of the people on this list, except for, of course, for Sarah Cooper, who is the number one comedian in America. Everybody else is like kind of obscure here. But Taylor Tomlinson, I feel like she made it. She's had a pretty shiny Netflix special. Ricky Velez, he played the part of Pete Davidson's best friend in The King of Staten Island. So he's starting to get over the wall as well. He also got regular work on The Nightly Show with Larry Wilmore when that was a thing. Jenny Yang next up. Jenny's claim to fame is creating an Animal Crossing comedy show. I've made fun of that in the past and wonder whatever happened to people on brick walls. That's your list. Those are the comedians you should and will know in 2020, the 20 comics who industry insiders expect will break out soon. I don't think there was any international on there. Brits, don't you have any funny people over there? Australians, you got a couple comedy festival, Melbourne, Sydney. Nobody funny coming out of anywhere else in the world? I know for me lately, when I put on Netflix, I tend to watch international people. They're just a little more off my radar. And, you know, there's a lot of great British stand-ups right now. I'm just saying. Maybe the list was just Americans and I didn't read it properly. Also interesting to me, I felt like there weren't that many men on the list. I'm agnostic on the point, but, you know, if you go to most clubs, you'll see dudes. So something may have changed. Somewhere out there in America is somebody doing observational humor in a comedy club while smoking a cigarette, standing in front of a brick wall. Whoever you are the chosen one, and I await you. In the meantime, I'll be on TikTok watching Sarah Cooper pantomime to Donald Trump videos, at least for another 2 weeks. Election Day is coming, Sarah. That's your comedy news for today.